Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
My name is Mary Kay Carson, and I'm an author and a writer.
And we are talking about this new initiative, Hey Kids, Let's Go Outside, with your outdoor school series. These are interactive, you know, books, educational books to get kids outside. When did you launch the series? How long ago?
Actually, the series launches tomorrow, so it's a brand new series.
Gotcha. And what inspired you to do it? You know, are you a mom yourself, or have, you know, nieces and nephews, or, you know, what inspired you to say, hey, kids need to get off their screens and get outside?
Well, it's kind of obvious, you know, that kids need to spend more time outside. You know, there's all kinds of studies about how outdoors is a very stimulating atmosphere for children because it's total sensory, right? Sight, sounds, smells, and there's always new things to see and different things to do. And also, it's important for everyone that the next generation has an appreciation for the natural world, because the natural world supports our air, water, and the food we eat.
I agree entirely. Now, so I want to dive into each individual book in a second, but one more, you know, piece of overview, housekeeping. Are these books, you know, are these books, you know, meant to just be read, or are there activities, you know, with kids, interactive, you know, where they draw or write on the actual pages themselves?
Yes, the books are meant to be used, and the books not only have information, but there's all kinds of places to write in your observations. You date and make locations for where you see different things. There's places to practice drawing different animals, and the books are meant to be kind of a nature journal in progress that's also a resource that you can refer back to.
I love it. So it's a nature journal with, you know, all sorts of activities inside the pages. That's
yes.
Great. All right, well, let's drill down on a couple of them, because I know there's several different ones. Tell me about your survival skills book. That'll be cool for young kids that want to tackle the wilderness.
The survival skills book, it's just a small Tyvek. It's like a little Tyvek take with you book. You know, it's meant to go in your backpack and, you know, to help you out of any jams that you have with purifying water or finding your way home. Both that book and the hiking and camping book were written by, two women who spend most of their time on the Appalachian Trail. Jennifer Farr, one of the women, actually holds a record for doing the trail the fastest. She hiked 40 miles a day at one time to break that record. So that's really written by outdoor experts.
I love it. And then, of course, for maybe the collector in all of us, there's one called Rock, Fossil, and Shell. My wife would have loved this as a kid. Tell us what this one's about.
One is about what every kid does, which is, you know, goes around and collects rocks because of the way they look or their color or where they found them. And this helps them take it to a next level and figure out what kind of rock that is. You know, was it made in a volcano? Was it once part of an ancient sea? Where, you know, what kind of world did these little fossils live in when they were living animals? And it just, you know, it's takes that natural curiosity that we all have when we find a rock or a shell and takes it to another level.
I love it. Yeah, you can be looking around on the ground or on the beach or on the mountain or whatever and taking notes in your book. I love it.
In the driveway. I mean, gravel driveway is full of all different kinds of rocks.
Yeah, you're right. Your driveway, your backyard, the fossils, you know, they can turn up in your flower bed. Awesome. So hiking and camping, I mean, talk about, that's a COVID friendly activity right there. How cool is this little book?
It's great. You know, and I think people are more interested in hiking and camping than ever with the pandemic. And unfortunately, traditionally, it's one of these things that is sort of passed down, you know, through families or scouts. And so if you're not from a family that does that kind of hiking and camping, outdoor stuff, or if you didn't do scouts, you know, it's something that can be kind of intimidating. And so this is a way that you can feel completely comfortable, you know, knowing that you know what you need to know, and you can get out there and know what the right gear is and be prepared. And it just kind of fills that gap between being hesitant, but really having the interest in hiking and camping.
Awesome. And now next up, we have animal watching. There's all sorts of critters roaming at all times. You almost have to just train your eye to see them, right?
Yes. And that's actually, I wrote that book. That's the book that I wrote. And to me, it's just, there's no good day without seeing something outside. And I just want kids so much to know that they can look at birds while they're walking to the bus or out the window in the car, or, you know, find things to watch and look for animal tracks and really appreciate all the different animals that we have. Even in the city, you know, there's actually more wildlife in the city sometimes than in the country, right? And it's easier to see because they aren't as afraid of people. You know, there's coyotes living in our city, and I'm sure they live in Washington, D.C. as well. And kids don't have to go anywhere to see wildlife, but this book helps you be able to not only find wildlife, but observe it, know what you're seeing, and start to learn some of the names of the different animals and just have fun with it. Just have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, yeah. Grab the animal watching guide there that you wrote and take it out with you any time of day. But personal experience, I find dawn and dusk are the best time to see animals popping out.
Animals like to sleep at noon.
Say again?
Animals like to sleep at noon, except birds.
Right, exactly. All right, and then there's one called Animal Tracks. That sort of dovetails into, you know, animal watching, I guess. But why is there, it's important to do a whole separate breakout book on just the tracking side?
Because it's again, another one of these small books that's made out of Tyvek, and it's just super easy to go into your pocket or your backpack. And so, you know, when you find some animal tracks in the mud along the stream that you're walking by, or in the sand, or if you're lucky enough in some snow, you know, you have it right there with you right at that moment to be able to try to match them up and see if that was a rabbit going by, or if that was a raccoon, or maybe it was something else.
I love it. That's sort of your put on your detective hat and look at those tracks and try to figure it out.
Yes.
All right, cool. So in addition to those, you know, guidebook journal things, there's also, you also have a series of, it's called spot and sticker books, several of them. Explain what the spot and sticker books are.
The spot and sticker books are for younger kids, and it's a different way that you can sort of keep track of what you've seen without having to know how to read yet. And so there are a bunch of the pages flip out, and on the outside flip out pages, there are grayed out images of animals. And then when you see that bird or that plant, which depending on which book it is, you put the sticker from the inside into, you know, you stick it right on the spot on the flap. So it's just another way to keep track of what you've seen without having, you know, to be able to read yet.
Awesome. It's great for really young kids too, and parents.
Yes.
They can, you know, spot it and stick it in the book. I love it. All right, cool. Well, I know we're up against the clock, so I guess final question, but you mentioned earlier that animal watching was specifically the book that you wrote. I was under the impression you wrote them all, but maybe not. who wrote all of the different books?
Well, the women that wrote the hiking and camping book are two outdoor educators who spend a lot of time on the Appalachian Trail. And the woman who wrote the rock fossil and shell hunting book is a science writer and an educator.
Gotcha. And then Animal Tracks and Survivor Skills. Do you know who wrote those?
Those were the Animal Tracks. Came from my book, and then the survival skills came from the hiking and camping book.
Okay, cool. So they were like spinoffs of those books. Okay, cool. Yes. But you yourself wrote the animal watching one.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, we'll promote the whole series for you because it's great. It's great fun, and not only fun but educational. And again, especially during a pandemic, this is getting kids outside and their parents too. It's perfect time for this. So, hey, thanks so much for doing this. All right,
have a good day.